Yes, Mike, I did pass the test on the clasp and the test. I have a piece of paper here in my shack. And I thought I'd turn something in to the community, the county, Macomb County, to when we do Skywalk, because I turned in the paper, I believe. It should be somewhere. I'm pretty sure I sent a copy off to whoever needed it. But I do have the Skywalk training, but not a Skywalk number. Roger. Back in that case, KU4CYQ.
Copy that. Thanks, Joe. I was just wondering, the question just came to mind. And, if you sent that stuff up to Dave, he's got it, I'm sure. But I'll say this just so everybody knows. I know I've said it before, but we get different people on the net. Wayne County gives out a Skywarn number. Maybe Oakland does too. Wayne County gives out a Skywarn number because the membership demanded it. The number means absolutely nothing to anyone. And Keith gives them out because everybody kept asking, when am I going to get my number? When am I going to get my number? But they do nothing with them. And so don't be expecting a Skywarn number from Macomb County, because why? There's no reason for it. So, we got your call sign. That's all you need. All right. Let us now move on to NHAP Joe. Joe, what pulls you into the emergency management side of amateur radio?
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. Actually, I met Dave at the table next to me at the Lance Cruz swap and shop, and grabbed a flyer from him. So that was kind of what stoked my interest in it. I've always been somebody that likes to take care of people and make sure everyone's safe. My career path kind of took me in that direction. Most people don't like inspectors, but I'm an electrical inspector full-time, so just like to make sure everybody's safe and no one has any accidents. So I guess that's pretty much it. NHAP, back to that.